Traveler's Journal, April 15th, with some taxing deductions. Millions of Americans are rushing to file their income tax returns before tonight's midnight deadline. Keep in mind, the IRS tends to pay special attention to deductions for travel and entertainment, especially those claimed for business. To qualify for a full deduction, travel expenses must meet some vague and often arcane requirements. Deductibility requirement 1. The primary purpose of the trip must be for business. One way to establish that is correspondence with clients and professional contacts. Expenses to attend meetings and conventions in the U.S. are generally okay, though events held on foreign soil may not always qualify for a complete deduction. Be prepared to document those trips more fully. Travel expenses for a spouse are deductible only if he or she is an employee of the taxpayer and has a legitimate business function. You can, however, claim more than 50% of some bills. If, for example, you stay in a hotel, you can write off the normal room rate for a single, even though you used it on a double basis. Other resolutions. Organize travel expenses after each trip. Know that in an audit, the IRS may require receipts for expenses over $75. Save bills for hotels and auto rentals, as well as the receipt copy of your airline ticket. Be prepared to show how expenses were paid. Few things are as maddening as searching for year-old restaurant receipts with that midnight deadline staring you in the face. And finally, the IRS has decided not to try and tax frequent flyer points earned on business trips. For more information, visit our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.